To another episode of ABA Mom. I'm your host, Allie, a board certified behavior analyst and a mom of five. And today I have Erica and Erica. Erica and Erica, welcome to the show. I'm currently certified as an RBT in school to be a BCBA. I'm a mom of two kiddos with disabilities. And that's all I could think of. Perfect. And then our special guest is Erica with Benson's Clubhouse today, and we're here at her enrichment center. Erica, can you introduce yourself and then just give a little bit of
tidbit? Yeah. Absolutely. So thank you so much. I'm so excited for this opportunity. We're sitting here in the enrichment center located at the enrichment center at Benson's Clubhouse located in European Village. We've been here since November. Excited to be able to offer a lot more services and programs to our community. Vincent's Clubhouse, next year we'll be celebrating our 10-year anniversary. We are serving individuals with autism and related disabilities here in Flagler County. So having the enrichment center has really kind of taken it to another level.
Can you just share a little bit of history? I think it's also a great story about how Vincent's Clubhouse got started. Can you just share kind of that background?
Absolutely. Vincent's Clubhouse, like I said, we've been around since 2016. And it started because my son Vincent had asked to go to summer camp with his cousins and had said, hey, can I go to camp with the kids? Because that's what he called it. I remember my thought process in my head thinking, like, how do I explain autism? Like, what do I explain? How do I, how I explain the camp is not equipped to deal with his needs and all these things. And then I'm like, see those things in a movie? So the only thing that came out of my mouth was the camp is filled up, camp. So prayed about it really hard. Did some research and Vincent's Clubhouse. That was in July. Vincent's Clubhouse, August 1st, 2016. So it was very, very fast. And then our first summer camp was the summer of 2017. And, we started as a 2-week summer camp out of Santa Maria del Mar, the Learning Center, with 7 campers and 4 volunteers. And
really amazing, because I think exactly what you said, and you had that personal experience, is that, so specifically in Flagler County, but there is a high need. There is so many camps for kids, but not always kids, either on autism spectrum or some varying disability. Like, it's very limited, and I think it's great.
Working is very fragmented. It's not very cohesive. We're able to identify resources for certain groups, for certain ages, but it's just not a cohesive model. The more Vincent have grown, stakeholders, there's such a need for more than something that was just camp, right? So camp was great because we had the social opportunities and we were able to do learning as well as increase our social skills and speech and language development. But at the same time, what's next? From that came our social events. So we had our social events, and then from that came our support groups, and it just grew and grew. And then as Vincent and the kids that had started with Vincent in the organization got old, so were the needs. So currently Vincent's Clubhouse, we now offer, which has been an enormous, incredible undertaking. One of my pet peeves, personally, is adult programs that group individuals into two categories, the quote-unquote life skills category and the quote-unquote vocation category.
Right.
I think it's absurd and ridiculous.
Could be both.
It is completely both, right? It's completely both. I think that all of us are completely both, right?
Yes.
And we did a lot of research, found a curriculum. It's curriculum-based, a life skills and vocational training that that models a college or trade school schedule. So we run by semesters, which gives our members that type of feel. It's been absolutely insanely rewarding and incredible seeing from the members versus even in just the short couple of months from when they started, and really just taking that mindset of presuming competence. Everything we do, we're presuming competence. So,
right. No, I like that. Yeah, I like that, because I think that, just humans and how you just categorize, it's like, okay, so how are we going to put you in a specific group that you need to be in?
Yeah.
So I like that. It's not just like, this is your level and this is your group and you're kind of stuck there.
No. And the thing is, if you look at autism, it's a spectrum, right?
Right. Right.
So it's even more so with the autism community. And I'll give you an example. We have a member in our adult program who is non-speaking, and she's a published author.
So that's amazing.
So she's a published author who utilizes a communication board to communicate her poetry and her stories to her mother. It's incredible.
Right.
So she's an author. You know, society. Then we have another member who's completely brilliant, has an associate's college degree, was in gen ed classes, very methodical, very struggling with employment because of his social skills, right? So we're working on developing self-determination, yeah. self-advocacy. You know, he knows what he likes, he knows what he doesn't like,
right?
You know, and really trying to help him find the best fit for him, right? So those two particular members, you know, we do, our curriculum is, we learn it all at the same time, right? Because it is a spectrum.
Yeah.
So there isn't, it's not a one size fits all. And
right.
When you have something that is rich in content and something that's valuable, you which ensure that our members get what they need from it, right? It's very, very member specific, which kind of models the healthcare patient centered model that I'm used to. Again, one of my pet peeves from an employment perspective, if you took 15 individuals and put them in the same job in the same department, some of them are going to be successful, some of them aren't going to not be successful just based upon their own personalities and their likes and their dislikes and their interests and their challenges and their talents. I don't know why we assume as a society individuals with disabilities would do that any better than right. neurotypical
individuals,
right? So
absolutely.
That's kind of a pet peeve of mine. So we make sure that it's member specific. What are your goals? What are your ambitions? What are your challenges? And working on that.
They can advocate. It's like, okay, so here are some things that I want to work on specifically. So I love that. Do you have specific questions for Erica?
A million.
Erica Mendez, do you have a specific question for Erica Flores?
I volunteer with two nonprofits, and Vincent's Clubhouse is one of them. I'm going to try not to cry because I do every single time I give eye contact to Erica and talk about it. But it has been a tremendous help to both of my kids to attend the events here. And it started with the social event. The educational series that we do. And then that transpired into the Valentine's Day dance, which was amazing. And knowing that we knew so many kids that attended there, we realized we do really have our village, our community. So I was wondering what challenges you had when you started Vincent's Clubhouse. Because I do aspire one day, because I don't have enough plates spinning to do my own nonprofit. I don't know doing what, but it's definitely with this community. But what challenges did you face and how did you overcome them?
So, I know, you're amazing. And I remember the Valentine's Day dance. And so I have to tell you, like, your story is that I share very, very often. So your story is one that I share very, very often and what inspires me to keep going. So, yeah, so a conversation you had said who you were speaking to at that particular Valentine's Day event. We had a dinner dance at the Palm Coast Community Center. Super excited. The mom, the kids that were, you know, being the kids and you being you, the mom, were like, wait, kids, you know. The mom, the other mom that you were sitting with at the table was like, no, it's okay. You can, and like knowing that that conversation had taken place at one of our Vincent's Clubhouse events, that we had created space for that to occur for you know, Adam and Mila to be themselves, yeah. right? For, as a mother, for you to be in a space where you're like, hey, I'm with people who understand my situation, understand my kids,
yeah.
and we're going to create a space where these kids can grow and be the best versions of themselves. And we're gonna help as an organization to be able to give them what they need to be the best versions of themselves and to support our community. It's what keeps us going.
Yeah.
You know, it's what keeps us going. When we first started Vincent's Clubhouse, luckily with my business background, I think that was something that really helped, really trying to organize and structure things. I don't know, a patient that really poured into the leaders and you know, the training that I have received to be able to help me with that. The challenges was just kind of not knowing what to do. Really kind of get specifically here, some of the challenges in our community is we are a community which is fluctuating with a lot of retirees. Right. So, you know, understanding that Flagler County is more of now it's turning into something that is, we have a lot. We have, I think it's something like 3,200 students in Flagler schools that have a disability that's receiving a services either through a 504. Those students are going to graduate and still live in Flagler County. Right. So it's like, what are we doing as a community to be able to meet the needs of our community, of these people, right? These people that live, that are our neighbors, right? So what are we doing? And I think some of the challenges is if it doesn't, being able to communicate to our community that even if it doesn't impact you, it's important, right? I say this, but it's not glamorous, right? It's not glamorous. It's not something that you see on the front of the newspaper. You know, I always cringe in May when it's graduation time and everyone's giving out the scholarships to the students who are going away to school, right, to play football or, you know, to be an attorney or whatever. It's, there's nothing that's, there's nothing that's highlighted about our students who, well, we just got through it, right? We got through it and it was, it's not glamorous. So really, I think trying to get, but it's necessary and it's needed. And it's beautiful for us. It's beautiful for our, it's beautiful when you realize that, you know, everybody's life is valuable and purposeful. And when we provide as an organization, the services and programs to inspire people and to give people the tools to be, like I said, the best versions of who they are and to know that there's no mistakes. There's no, it's everybody else of that can sometimes be hard.
So I do have a question from Kaylee. Shout out to Kaylee. So she wanted to know how it felt. I was kind of harassing you the whole time. How it felt getting the key, having the key in your hands is your place.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
So it was very, very emotional. Very emotional. The personal, I can't really begin to describe the personal journey. Leaving very successful, stable healthcare leadership career to take a chance on saying, you know what, there's going to be some sacrifices that are going to have to be made, personal, very significant personal sacrifices. But it's what's necessary to be able to provide these services to our community. So knowing that this career choice running Vincent's Clubhouse full time was going to impact my, it was huge. And getting that, having that location, having this location, this place I love, it was very surreal. It was surreal. And I remember, I think as a society, we very much brush through things, right? Like we're always right, in hurry. But I can distinctly, we're rushing, right? We're always rushing. We're always trying. I can distinctly remember walking through here. It took like a month to get everything. I spent a lot of, so walking up and saying, I just want to remember what this feels like. Like, I just want to soak this feeling in. Because no matter from an organizational side, like taking a leap of faith, how scary it is, it's worth every minute of it. It's surreal. It's still surreal. Every day that I come in here and I turn the lights on and I'm vacuuming the floors and I straighten up the pillow, standing in this place, right? And seeing, like, during spring break, some of the parents were texting me and they're like, they can't wait to start. They can't wait. They miss. They can't wait to come back. Like the team at Vincent's Clubhouse, the vision and the mission created this place, and it's incredible. And the chairs that we're sitting on, the story about the chairs that we're sitting on, I've had these chairs for, I've had these chairs for almost 10 years. Bought them at Hobby Lobby because they were the three colors of the Vincent's Clubhouse colors and our chairs. And I'm like, they're Vincent's Clubhouse chairs. And she's like, well, Vincent's Clubhouse doesn't, what are you saying? And I'm like, for one day when we have our place. And I kept these chairs in storage and houses and garages and wherever I could find. For all these years, the people would be like, what are you going to do with these chairs? And I'm like, for when we have our own place. And I said, wait. And I said, putting these chairs on storage. I'm taking these chairs out of the storage onto the U-Haul.
No, I was just saying how much I love that story, sitting in like these chairs that you got.
I think about it every time I see the chairs. I'm like, you go, girl. You did it.
We did so, right? We did it. We did it together. We did it as a community. We did it. Me working a full-time job and still trying, you know.
So where do you see this in 5 years?
Well, within 5 years, we're going to have completely outgrown this location. So we're going to be visiting here because this is going to be our offices, state-of-the-art facility that someone is going to build for us. Preferably. Yes. Preferably in Pinell because there's lots of space, right? So definitely staying in Flagler County and a bit larger to be able to serve more.
And so how can our viewers spread the word and support Vincent's Clubhouse?
So, you know, obviously we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for fundraising and all of those things to be able to subsidize the services that we provide. Services we hustle really to be able to provide those, you know, fundraising and you know, to sustain the organization, but to also be sustainable and be able to provide the services to our members. You know, really just getting the word out, showing people that it's designed to meet the needs. It's very innovative to get people from really, really stellar organizations come here. This is not just an incredible concept for Flagler County. It's an incredible concept for
exactly.
Yeah. And I didn't know that. Because I've done work in this. Do you know what I'm saying? So I didn't know. It just made sense to me.
Right.
So I'm like, well, how do we meet these needs? I mean, that was always my background. Like, here's a need. Feedback that we're getting from stakeholders. You know, how does this work? I mean, it just made logical sense.
Right.
So then we put it together. And then it's like, oh, this hasn't been done before. No. So it's pretty innovative. So it's like...
And it's probably like Vince's Clubhouse all over. So right now it's Palmas, Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's do Vince's Clubhouse.
Exactly. From parents pre-diagnosis, they're 2 years old. Kids are 2 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, like, sure.
What do I do? This is happening. I'm seeing this, but I'm not really sure. It's incredible.
And places and schools give you the diagnosis. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye. So it's like, what do I do? In their 50s. And they're like, hey, what can you provide for?
You know, and I think too that support for parents is so important. I actually just the other day, there was a parent that I was talking to that was just having kind of a tough time. They already have the diagnosis, they're getting the therapies, all of that stuff. They, I think just the extra support. So I said, well, have you heard of Vince's Clubhouse? Like they do a parent support group. So I don't know if anybody's reached out to you, but resource to have, especially as a therapist, because sometimes it's like, I could do this side of it. Mm-hmm. But as far as like giving you that support and having those other parents support you, like I think it's so great what you're doing with the community. That's what a lot of parents, I think that's really what they need. They just need to feel supported and know that they're not alone.
Disability, having so much love experience, right?
Yes.
Until someone had pointed it out to me. Actually, a very well-respected gentleman that I adore that works for creating is spectacular. And I was like, well, the community, yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. It makes sense,
right?
I just couldn't quantify it. And he was like, yeah, from the outside looking in, that's exactly what you do. You know, and being able to provide the supports and services and programs to meet people. Support groups are facilitated by Amanda Redmond.
Okay. Well, CC, basically, we're kind of here to ask questions and get to know what you think about Vince's Clubhouse.
It's the most awesome place I've ever been. Introduced himself and opens the door for me. In the program, he likes to hang out with me, he likes to have lunch with me. I mean, like, I don't really have, and I'm such a nice girl,
too.
That many friends by my family had, too, my housemate, and
it's true. So, Cece, you're super beautiful and have great genes. So, we have to, you have great genes and you're super beautiful. So, we have to tell people, because no one would believe me. How old are you?
I'm 56. I had a birthmark on my face. And I was having trouble keeping making friends because I had that silly thing on my face that I had to try to get off a few times. That still didn't work. So when I found out, I came here. They didn't even know that it was my helmet, and they didn't realize it. And they, as far as I've been here for like a few months, I think anybody would love to come here.
Yeah.
But it's so awesome.
I don't know if you remember me. I was here the first day, I think, that she was here.
But we didn't put anything on the mask. We didn't put anything on the back.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna fix them. We're gonna make them because they're actually hanging up in her room. So, Cece, what do you think about? So we had a lot of fun.
It's so awesome. How we watch things on TV and we learn things. Even though we watch things, we learn things. So, So they were thought they were the same. I knew the difference between a mask, but I didn't know any difference about. These things.
So what about when we learn things, like we talked about self-advocacy, like how you advocate for yourself?
Yeah, of course, I've pretty known that pretty much.
Yeah.
Because I've said, even way before you get a job, check it out first. Because if you don't check it out and you're there, you're stuck. If you don't like it.
Yep, so we talked about like interviews and like Cece had pointed out, she's worked at, tell them about
you. In an office. In an East End agency. And every time the people called, sometimes they hung up on me. Sometimes they cursed at me. And my staff told me, don't pay attention to that. Just like pretend it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pretend. So I had to make sure I didn't think that it was
You didn't stress out about it.
I didn't stress out about it.
Yeah. So you have these awesome skills. So, and we learned about jobs. So Cece says there's a couple members who we really was doing. No.
It looked like a nightmare.
But she did it for 14 years. She's a tough cookie. Woo. So, yeah, so you love your friends that you've made here because you're the coolest girl. So we're super. You're so funny and smart. We're the lucky ones to get the
heck out. When I wake up in the morning, I don't do anything without go. That's why I do so much. I just like to hug so much.
You seem like such an awesome person. I love that I got to meet you today.
That's very cool.
So what are you guys going to do? What's your plan the rest of the day?
I don't know, but we might be doing something. I don't know what we might be doing, something in a conference room learning about something or whatever. So I've been over here since November, and it's April, and I'm like, it's so crazy. I can't with my 20, and it's going to be 5 years before April. From 2020 to 25, I've been out of my group home, and I've been home for 26 years. You know, I was like away from my parents for 26 years, and that was not easy.
That's a long time.
Yeah, now it's 5 years to me being released.
Yep.
Yay.
And you get to hang out with us here at Vincent's Clubhouse.
Yep. I think when I come back, Kate is hectic about when to
meet you. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, my girl.
Thank you. Can I get a high five? That was incredible.
I think she needs her own.
I think she does.
No?
You're pretty awesome.
Yeah. You're a great type of speaker.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I get
caught up on my words too. She knows.
Like sometimes my aunt and I do word searches and I can't figure them out. So sometimes I wish Alex would be there because sometimes I don't know about too much about languages. So I use my phone. I use my phone to learn about them. He's so good to me. She comes over here on Wednesday, 12:30. Then she works with me until like 5 o'clock at night. She works with me on Fridays from 12:30 to 5 o'clock at night. So I have between my both 8 and 9. It's like she picks me up. Mm-hmm. She takes me home, and she takes me home, and we do whatever.
Yeah, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I'm a happy, I'm a pretty happy girl, I think.
I think so. All right.
See, I'm 25 years old, and this is my first year at Vince's Clubhouse, and I'm having a great time here. I really am. So I'm going to say thank you to everyone, and especially thank you to Sarah, because you have made this year great for me.
Vince's Clubhouse was lucky, right?
Very glad. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So what do you think, what's your favorite thing about being here with us at Vince's Clubhouse?
I love being in the European village. It's like, I mean, so it's like this clubhouse is like everything that I've been searching for my band to just like live and chill. So I really like it. So yeah, I think that's about it.
No, that's awesome. Miss Erica is sharing that you're really interested in languages. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, I love foreign languages. So right now I'm studying Spanish. That's the main one I'm learning because it's so useful and so many people speak it. And I'm trying my best to speak it and learn it myself. I learned it growing up a little, like just a little bit, not like fully. But my mom speaks Spanish fully, and she's great at like speaking it and teaching me too. So I'm really grateful for that. That's pretty much it.
What other languages? Spanish.
Spanish.
Can I talk to the list again?
Yes. Spanish. I'm learning Chinese in college. I'm learning how to speak Chinese, and also another language that. Family history is Tagalog, which is Filipino.
And I only know English, so I'm very impressed.
And we struggle with that, too.
Thank you. I struggle with English, too, so I know.
I did hear English is a very hard language to speak if you're learning. Yeah, so they say, like, yeah. I know, that's why. That's why we have a hard time. Well, Alex, is there anything else that you want to share?
I just think Business Clubhouse is like such a great organization slash program, I guess. And like, yes.
I think we want that too.
Yes. Can't wait until Business Clubhouse does grow a big like organization and thing to do here.
Because you're going to be with us. Because he's going to be our marketing.
Yeah.
He's like he's pretty talented with skills and just seeing, you know. So I can't wait till we do grow Vincent's Clubhouse even more. And then we can employ our adult members.
Teacher and teacher. Yep.
All of the things. He's amazing. He's going to be volunteering this weekend. Yep. So he's going to be here. And like I said, you're a blessing. You're a blessing to us for sure.
Thank you so much. Wow. Let's say I'm like so flabbergasted.
That's a good word, though. I like it.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet and kind, and I'm just surprised that I'm in this program. And this program, to me, it seems perfect. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's a good program.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in and sharing. It was so nice to meet you today.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Alec.
So what's your name?
Matt.
What do we do together?
We don't know.
We don't know. What about our program? Do you like coming to our program?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite thing that you do here with us?
So I think one of the things that you like.
Yeah, man, knew it.
I
knew it. I knew that's what you were going to say. So we deliver. Do you want to tell them what you do?
And newspapers.
You deliver newspapers? Where do we deliver newspapers?
We
deliver newspapers. When do we do it? On what days? Yeah. And so where do we go?
Two stops.
Two stops. I think we make like 20 stops.
Are you sure?
I think so. So we go a lot of places.
I'm excited about that. Especially you guys.
Especially you. So we deliver our coffee news. And what do you like the most about delivering? Well, we don't shred them, but we deliver them. You like shredding, but when we deliver the coffee news, do you like, and seeing all the different places, right?
Yep.
And what do we do to get ready for coffee news delivery? Do we count the all of the papers?
Yeah.
So we get to organize, right?
I get to order them.
Yep, we order them and we organize them. Black, what do they say on them, do you know?
They sell them.
Klein, no, it doesn't say, no. You have a tap.
Coffee news.
Yeah.
I deliver coffee news.
You deliver coffee news to our community.
Yep.
And what's your favorite place that we deliver to? Yeah, you like the taco shop.
Yeah.
They're really nice there, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, and what sometimes we, but that's what we do. We deliver places, and then to reward ourselves, what do we get?
Sometimes I get spider cone.
Yeah, but we have lunch together, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so we get, and then what do we do when we go eat?
But we eat.
What we practice ordering, don't we?
Something.
Yeah.
Like newspapers. Like do something.
Yeah. So
what?
I'm glad. So what's next, my friend?
I have decided.
You haven't decided. All right, well, you decide. And so you like Vincent's Clubhouse, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
I go in here with Vincent.
You like Vincent, yeah. You keep, it's terrifying. It is. It's terrifying raising a teenager. Yep. So you're going to this week at our festival.
Am I going to it?
Yeah. Yes, so our Autism Awareness Festival is this Saturday. Saturday, April.
I'm excited. I'm excited for it.
I know. You're going to rock it.
Yay. I'm excited.
Yep, so right here in the European Village, right? All day. So it's from 11 to 3. Here at the European Village, we're signed up. Resource vendors. I know, isn't it cool? And then here, selling raffle tickets as a fundraiser. Excited.
That's true.
So I just want to tell you about the coffee news. I love the coffee news because I always try to find, you see that little guy on there? The little picture? I try to find him on your news that you deliver.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Great job. Great remembering.
Good.
And who else? Sean does work at Culver's. He came to our program, but he had to switch his schedule at Culver's. And then... Who delivers coffee news?
I do.
And Alex?
Alex. And everybody.
Well, Miss Haven goes
with us. Miss Haven goes too.
So thank you for talking to us, Matt.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you for
everything. Thank you.
Do you want to hit a dance move on your way outside?
Can we show?
Oh, yeah, I love a dance move.
So good. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. She's outside.
Okay, you
want to
stand on the dance?
Ooh, that would be so cool.
Oh,
it's on
the
Lord. Yeah. Yeah, my man.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah, you got awesome dance moves.
Yep.
Can you do your
own slides? Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. Lovely. I'll see you Saturday, too. If it's cool with you. Oh, thank you guys so much, ladies. And it was so nice to meet some. Thank you so much, ladies, for your time today. And it was so nice to meet some of the adults in the adult program at Vincent Clubhouse. It's sharing how much they love it. Apparently, they really love it. They all said the same thing. They love Vincent's Clubhouse. That's an episode of ABA Mom. If you like this episode, make sure to like and subscribe. And then feel free to ask questions or comments. And then one again is the fundraiser is...
So our third annual Autism Awareness Festival here in Flagler County is Saturday, April 5th from 11 to the Enrichment Center. We have over 45 vendors here. The Beach 92.7 is going to be broadcasting live. So we're really super excited.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much.